Hi, it's the Samuel Gill Review. Today I'm reviewing Final Destination 5, starring a bunch of attractive young people, and returning is Tony Todd as Death himself. So you know the story by now after four movies. It's an accident, a rig disaster that kills a lot of people, and the lead, usually an attractive woman or boy, or in this time a boy, sees the accident unfold in front of him, then before it happens, he gets to save everybody, but saying, get away from it. So in this film, it's a collapsing bridge. A very pretty impressive disaster. Lots of death and impaling and squishing. And it's quite a gruesome crash scene or bridge collapse. And what you have is a bunch of attractive people, young people, including one very attractive woman and one token black guy usually. You get him as well, and then the film carries on from there. So after saving everybody and preventing lots of these, well, just only eight people including himself, from dying on this bridge collapse, while nearly 100 die, he comes across William Bloodworth, played by Tony Todd, or you could just call him Death, or he's representative of the Angel of Death, and you see him four times. Where it was like a couple of times in the first two movies, and you only heard him in the third one, didn't see him in the fourth. And one by one, all eight of them are knocked off. But what he says to one of them is, in this film, if you can escape death by killing someone else so they can take your place. Because the debt is owed, you know, people are supposed to die on that bridge and they cheated death. I found the death scenes in this film rather like the first one, sort of like a... They're more sudden in this one, but they have the same shock value to them. But it's not like they're not like just for wow and ooh and ah and just very silly or comedic. They're kind of generally shocking in this film. So it's kind of a relief and a refreshing. And they don't have that sadistic nastiness like number two had, or the occasional kill in number three. So it's good to see that. Like all the sequels, they don't refer to any other sequel, but they all refer to the first film. And if you look very carefully during the movie, lots of references and lots of little clues that lead up to a splendid surprise at the end, that for a sequel to the first, it makes a very satisfying ending, so watch out for it. The special effects action death scenes are very impressive, and they make very good use of the 3D. But I kind of find them very smaller or not as grand as number 4 or 3. But they still are action-packed, but you're going to feel a bit like they held back a little bit for the shock value than the actual spectacle, which is kind of good as well. The acting is pretty average and serves the movie well, nothing special. And you don't expect any Oscar-winning performances here. It's just for setting them up to die, really. And Tony Todd is menacing as usual, and he's always good. Mr. Candyman is himself. Takes a good presence in this movie, and these young actors might be in future films one day. Especially look out for Jacqueline McInnes Wood, who resembles Megan Fox in a way. You'll be seeing more of her. Nearly as good as the first two movies. A nice return to what was basically the same formula, but a bit better, with Tony Todd is back, which is very welcome. A nice, clever twist. I would give this, unlike previous movies, a death-defying 4 out of 5. I am Samuel Gill, and see you next flick.